right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, thanks to the Oscars last weekend, the A Star Is Born soundtrack sold almost 130,000 copies over the past week. Boom, back up to number one on the charts.
Wow.
Yeah, I know it. Five new albums on there, too, by the way. A Star Is Born, number one. Don't know if you watched Leaving Neverland. That was on last night. The second part, I believe, is on tonight on HBO. Interesting. You want some thoughts? Twitter would be the place to go. Some stations banning Michael Jackson's music. I don't know if that's the right or wrong thing to do. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I'll tell you that. It's very, very interesting.
I know the Jacksons are putting out live concert feeds.
They did it right when that aired last night.
Right. And they're doing it again tonight.
Yeah, they sure did. So I didn't get much sleep. There was that. There was the Bush story.
Yeah.
I don't know if you started watching that on CNN, which was so good. And I won't be sleeping this week.
And then on some other channel, they were doing the Trump dynasty.
Yes. Yes, they were doing
so
that as well.
So you had everything.
Yeah. And then Trump aired a concert on another station in case you didn't want to watch that.
Plug for that.
The NFL courting Taylor Swift to play next year's Super Bowl halftime show. That's the rumor. People say after the Adam Levine and Maroon 5 disaster, the NFL needs a superstar next year.
Really?
And there aren't many artists that can pull off that type of a performance.
Right.
You know, Beyonce did it. Madonna did it. Whether you like them or not, those were big. The Stones. Taylor Swift's
Lady
the only
Gaga
one.
Did it.
Lady Gaga did it. Katy Perry sort of did it.
Okay.
She's the next big one.
Okay.
The next big one. And Katherine Helmand, I was a huge fan of hers at such a young age on Soap. She was on Who's the Boss? She was on Coach. She was in three of the Cars movies. She has passed away, 89 years old.
So, dear, do you have any questions for your Aunt Mona about what happens after the wedding?
Oh, no. No questions. Lyle and I have a book.
Does it have pop-up pictures?
She was also on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yep, she was on Everybody Loves Raymond. Her two biggest roles, they say, Soap, Who's the Boss? She was on Everybody Loves Raymond. She had she was funny on Coach, too. She always played kind of that kind of character. First time I saw her, though, was on Soap. If anyone remembers.
She was very good on that.
Oh, my God, she was hilarious. That show. I think that show paved the way for those quirky shows that we see now.
Yeah.
But Katherine Helmand, 89 years old. Complications from Alzheimer's. That's a horrible, horrible, horrible disease. But by God, she made funny funny. She really did. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.